Yeah, so look, I've done the goal that I was asked to do anyway. I think.
See, the last meeting we went over who was responsible for what. I'm responsible for leading the meetings, keeping the notes, and coming up with the final presentation. Corinne is our marketing expert. She's gonna figure out what the consumer wants. Ryan is our user interface designer. So you're gonna come up with the ideas, Ryan, and you're gonna pick them apart. We decided our remote, we want it to be a universal remote that everyone would want. We want it to be modern, fun, different. It needs to be sturdy, easy to find, so we can have that locator function. And we want to be different. And then we went over a couple of different ideas, the ball-shaped phone, the keyboard shape. We decided that it should probably be one-handed, something we can use with one hand. And that was our last meeting. So why don't do each of you have a presentation? I'll hand it off to you, and does anyone want to go first? We can maybe see what the people want.
Slideshow. Just press the arrow keys, I think, and you usually go through it.
Escape. And then
75% of the users find the remote controls to be ugly, which is a fairly significant number, I would say. And 80% of the users would be willing to spend more money if they could get a remote that would look fancy. So I think that earlier we were on something when we were talking about having a few modern, cool look. I think that's definitely important. They say the current remote controls do not match well the operating behavior of the user. 75% of users said they zap a lot. And if anyone could clarify what that means.
Just using it, yeah.
And 50% of users say that they're only using 10% of the buttons on the remote control. And there was something else. They kept track of the frequency per hour in using certain buttons. And some of them, it looks like, barely needs to be included at all. Of course, channel selection is used the most frequently. And then teletext was the next, volume, and then power, and then audio settings, and screen settings, and channel settings were practically never used. So I think we could definitely eliminate, or somehow combine a lot of the functions into one button. The biggest user frustrations, as we said, 50% of people find that their remotes are lost somewhere, and so I think a tracking device of some sort would be a good idea. They said it takes 34% said it takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote, and 26% said that the controls are bad for RSI.
Repetitive strain injury. Just repetitive strain injury, I think. That's what I guess.
So maybe we could discuss this and think, decide if we think it's worth investing in this, at least if we're targeting the younger groups. And so, in conclusion, some things that I drew from this, I think we were correct. We definitely need to focus on a new modern appearance, since so many people seem to be concerned about the ugliness of the remote control. A multifunctional remote could be a good thing to explore, so you only have one rather than five different remotes sitting all over your room. We need to simplify the remote and reduce the number of buttons, get rid of the ones that don't seem to be serving much purpose. And then lastly, I thought that maybe we could discuss the idea of speech recognition. And that's it.
Very nice. Now we actually have some ideas of what people want, what we should focus on.
Having just listened to what Colin was just saying, I'll draw on some of the things as well. There's some things that are sort of relevant to what I want to say. Okay, so I'm just going to approach the technical functions design. The method I used was to explore the technical functions of remote control. And the simplest approach that I came to is to change, program, and operate an electronic device remotely. I mean, that's an obvious thing to say, but it's not attached to the device that you want to control. I had some things sent to me, not very much, to look at similar devices, the findings from them, and then the personal preferences that I would suggest. We discussed a universal one. It's just been brought up again then, but I think a universal remote control is actually quite a difficult object to design, and possibly within maybe the budget that we'd do it, because you'd need to know all the specifications of all the like electronic companies. I'm not sure if you've ever come across a universal remote control yourself, but you have to, they're a nightmare to use. You have to set them, reset them to everything, and that would only add buttons, whereas I think they used to take away buttons. So I think it's better maybe to concentrate on maybe just a universal one for TVs, or maybe just one that we could design, and then different people, manufacturers, could use it to set to their specifications if the aim is to get something that's unique in design. Okay, here's just two pictures of remote controls. It's just simple TV remote controls, but one is user-centered. That is the one on the left. And you can straight away see there's less buttons. And the other one is something engineer-centered, where that's more specified for the sort of the elaborate piece of equipment it's trying to control. I'd ask which appeals more to the product that we want, and on what the findings have said in the market research and stuff. We're probably looking at something that should be user-centered, fewer buttons, simple to use. And if 10% is hidden away, if 10% is what's used, maybe the other 50%, the buttons that are used very rarely, like programming, they could be hidden. Maybe under some remote controls that you might have come across have maybe a little flip thing where they're hidden away, and the main buttons are the ones you come across. And finally, sort of covered that. Our product, I think, should be user interface orientated. Like I said, to concentrate on TV remote control, universal remote might be too complex. And as what it, the major findings of the market research, as I said, it's the image and the appearance that people dislike, so that we should concentrate on something that would set a trend and change the fashion of remote controls. And that's it. On something, on the image of it, the actual design.
Just to another system, okay, so much is clear. An energy source feeds an integrated circuit chip that can compose messages, often in the form of infrared bits. This is the most mostly used. There's also some sound systems, but infrared is the better, the more used system, parts are cheaper as well. A user interface controls the chip and accordingly messages. pros for adoption marketing.
So we can, the more complex we make it, of course, the more
expensive it's going to get.
But people have said that they would, well, younger generations of people said that they would pay more for speech recognition. So possibly it might be worth the investment.
I think speech recognition was one of those things where they have to be really good for them to work. Cause sometimes you find yourself just saying things over and over if it's on your phone.
I agree.
And you need to sort of take into like languages and then different dialects, I suppose, as well.
Myself, I find when there's something that's speech recognition, like you call on the phone and you try to change your telephone or power or something, sometimes they have a speech recognition.
Yeah.
Say one for this, and you find yourself, like you said, saying the same thing over and over and over. I find myself, especially if I'm in a crowd of people, looking really silly.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're sitting on your couch with a bunch of people,
and would you want to keep saying stuff if you were watching stuff? If you were watching something, would you sort of be wanting?
Volume up. Volume
yeah.
Down.
I think, as well, it'd be the gimmick factor for the younger people. But practically, I don't think
it's a gimmick factor that they like at first.
Yeah, it'll wear off.
Okay. Let's see here.
Do you want to put your cord back in?
Sent a couple of things to modify our new requirements. The remote's only going to be for the television, which is good because we already decided. Your research showed that not only is universal remote more complicated, it's more costly, and your research showed that. You know, most of the people don't even use it. I think you said 50% of the people only use half the or 10% of the buttons. So if we remove the universal remote, then that solves that problem. No teletext, so we don't have to worry about that. But we do have to use the company wants us to incorporate the corporate color and our slogan. Which is we put the fashion in electronics. And our corporate colors are gray and yellow. And we could probably get away with black too. So those are the three new requirements that I was told we need to use. From all three of your presentations, I think that we were on the right track a lot in our last meeting. We want something that looks good. We want something that's simple. We want something that you can find easily. And the speech recognition, I guess, is kind of a give or take. It's going to cost more. The younger people say that they like it, but it's probably, I would say, probably not worth the investment at this point in time. So maybe we should just do away with speech recognition. And that way we can focus on our form.
I did have a thought about the sort of the tracking thing. Is that if it came with maybe a holder, a holster, whatever you want to call it, that you should put it back in your remote. But if you don't put it back in, you press something like a little button on that, and that just sort of sends out a beep to find where it is or something. Just by infrared, that shouldn't be too complex, I thought.
That'd be good if we were going with our ball.
Yeah, it would be quite good if the ball could sit on it.
You know, I guess with any form,
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you still do, you still have this, you still hold on to it.
Yeah, you put it on the couch table while you're watching.
Mm,
it's gonna get rolled away. So that's not my favorite.
So I guess after the meeting, we'll have some questionnaires and some summaries for what's going on. Then we'll take lunch and come back and work on our individual work. Do the minutes. Like you're already on your way for working with the components. Chips, what chips we need and what how to power it and whatnot. User interface concept, we want it to be something simple.
Yeah.
Minimal number of buttons. I guess our main thing that we should focus on until then is probably deciding on a certain look.
Yeah.
Did you have time earlier to work on that? Did you guys feel you had enough time in between our meetings to get everything done that you need to get done?
Oh yeah, I'll look at the actual appearance in the next break. I do still think it needs to be something that is ultimately one-handed. The ball is probably not a good idea, and even something that's held like that might be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it still has to be a variation on maybe on a rectangle, but maybe not necessarily as boring as playing as a rectangle.
Should we maybe shoot for a specific target group? That way we can, I mean, if we're shooting for young guys, then it's a certain look to the remote, or girls, or older people. You think that would help us find a specific form?
I don't know if that might come up from like the trend watching. If you'll find anything more on that.
Yeah, not yet, but maybe by the next meeting we'll have some more on that.
So know that the remote's gonna have to be, just say we've got a color scheme for it.
Yeah.
Yellow, and, yellow, it's nice and bright, with the buttons being gray or black, and their slogan pasted somewhere on it, on the bottom.
Bottom perhaps, yeah.
Maybe we could sketch, so basically, all of our remotes, all of our typical remotes now are just kind of a rectangular sort. Maybe we could flare it or something.
I mean, it might be to look at like sort of the shape and trend of like things like mobile phones and shapes that they've been going. They've gone from big brick block things, which is ultimately what a remote control is, to sort of slinky, small things. Yes. To the phone, yeah. Maybe the buttons could like decrease in size. The bigger ones, you know, they can actually be bigger in size than the ones that are less important, the smaller here. Yeah. Behind, definitely. So I'd just been sketching something similar, just like on a sort of side view. Something that, you know, would sort of fit in the hand better. So, you know, you just sort of have your hand.
I was just thinking
Yeah. And then your thumb will be up here type thing.
Causes a problem, for left or right-handed people.
Yeah, that's also true. That, yeah, instantly sort of always going for the right-handed person. But I mean, it's the old, sort of. Right-handed, yeah.
So, I'm left-handed. So I can say that most things are.
I mean, I'm just thinking maybe if it was circular. With this sort of that sort of the sort of early idea we had, but the way that was more like that, whereas this is just a one-handed thing that you sort of almost wrap around the thumb, so you'd have you'd put your hand into there, the thumb there, and then your thumb would do, you'd have all the buttons sort of around here, and that I think could work on any hand if you just had it like wrapped around there, left or right. Minimize its size, it could be, you know, really quite small. Yeah. Zapping functions.
Two remotes in one. But then would be easier to lose one to the other.
That's right. We want this to be sufficiently big, perhaps heavy, can't move it around. Piece of furniture.
It actually is your coffee table. Okay, well, we need to finish up here.